much easier does it get in the second year in this scheme, not just for you, but for everybody around you, to get out of bad situations, to, you know, things that, that maybe in the first year of Jim's scheme you're a little bit slow in adjusting to?
Right, right. I think it's the mental aspect. I think for me it'll be more than mental aspect, knowing what I have the ability to do within the scheme, check-wise or call-wise. I think it's just guys getting more comfortable. You know, guys, you know, you get that second year, get into that second year, and you just, it's a little bit calmer, things a little bit slower. So, yeah, I think it'll be better.
Besides getting more comfortable, what do you guys need to get better at? Because you had a stretch where you really struggled as a defense, giving up 28 or more.
Right, right.
But what do you need to get better at?
First and foremost, you know, we can't give up the big play, whether it's in the run or the pass game. You know, we've got to tighten that up. Execute. This whole season's been about execution, you know, and making plays down the stretch. We got to put our offense in a position to win the game. And, you know, I think as long as we're doing that and we continue to get better and just execute, you know, we'll be all right.
Do you think Schwartz will be back? I mean, there's talk about him getting head coaching opportunities.
I'm not sure.
What about you individually? What's the next step for you?
I think it's getting stronger, you know, battling off of my pec injury. You know, it obviously pulled me back a little bit, but I think getting stronger, especially in this game where it's so downhill and you're taking on blocks, an offensive lineman every play, you have to be able to shed and get off and make tackles. So, you know, it's going to be a big focus of mine, constantly. You know, diving into the playbook, like looking at film from this year and places to improve, but, you know, tighten that up.
Were you not able to lift going into the offseason last year?
Yeah, I was super limited on my, you know, upper body strength. You know, but I progressively got it back. But, you know, that setback, having 4 months completely off, set you back a little bit.
In this past year, what kind of role have you taken in the locker room, in the organization?
Yeah, I think I've grown into a more leadership role, for sure. Being the middle linebacker, being a guy guys can depend on, you know, and a guy that people look to for voice. You know, I think I've embraced it. I think there's obviously room to grow as I emerge into my third year. Not necessarily a young guy anymore. You know, there's, you know, a little bit more responsibility with that. So we have a great group of guys, great leadership on this team. I think the hard work and our ability to battle in every single game that we've been in shows that it's not just one guy. It's a collective group effort of leadership on this team. So I'm a piece of the puzzle, you know, just like everybody. I'm trying to do my best to fill that role.
When you look at the standings, the record this year, same as last year, but from a locker room perspective, how does this feel different, if it does?
Definitely feels different, in my opinion. Just the fact that, you know, you look at every game that we lost, except for the Cincinnati game, we're right there. And there's a lot of potential in this team. There's a lot of, I'm not saying that there wasn't in last year's team, but you know, we feel how close we are, you know, and we understand how close we are. And we feel like we lost a lot of the games that ended up with a loss in our column. So, you know, if we can tighten up, if we can do the things necessary to win the games, then, you know, we believe we'll be able to do that next year.
Are you ready to